Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 4th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're still in the Psalms, Psalm 118 today. And possibly the initial context of this psalm is when the people of Israel were coming back to Jerusalem to worship in the second temple after Jerusalem had been destroyed, then they were exiled, and now they've come back and the temple has been rebuilt, and they are praising the Lord that he has allowed them to come back to Jerusalem and to come back to worship. So it's a jubilant praise for deliverance and a new beginning. But it is also a psalm that would have been read at the Passover. And so when we link this passage with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I kind of get chill bumps. This passage was alluded to at least three times during the Holy Week of our Lord. When Jesus is coming into Jerusalem in what we would call the triumphal entry, the people shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That's in Matthew 21 and verse 9. And this is a direct quotation from Psalm 118. And then in the middle of the week, when Jesus is teaching in the temple and the Pharisees are talking against him, Jesus responds in this way, and it's a direct quotation from this psalm as well. It's Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. He says this to the Pharisees, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." So what he's saying here is, you guys have rejected me, but I am the capstone. I'm the one who's going to hold all things together. Finally, Psalm 118 is alluded to in the Last Supper that Jesus has with his followers. Psalms 117 and 118 would have closed out the evening, and after they sang these hymns, they would have walked to the Garden of Gethsemane with these words, which are very close to the end of the psalm, on their mind. "Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar." And so Jesus is giving us some symbolic language here for what is about to happen to him. He's going to be bound and taken to be crucified. And we know that he is the sacrificial lamb. He is the perfect sacrifice. And more than that, he is praised forever because he sits enthroned in heaven. Okay, I'm pretty excited to read this passage, and I just pray that the Lord would teach us from his word today. Psalm 118. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard-pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a beautiful psalm that reminds us to praise the Lord. It's also a psalm that helps us to think about times when we deserved defeat and the Lord was gracious to us and he allowed us to be restored into his good graces. We thank you, Lord, for that, especially through Jesus our Lord, who is the chief cornerstone. You hold all things together. Will you pray with me? We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Lord, you are righteous. You are mighty. And although you have chastened us severely at times, you have not given us over to death. Rather, you have given us such a gift in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to come before you and worship you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for granting us success. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with many blessings, and we want to bring before you today a sacrifice of praise. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the one who came in your name to do your will. Thank you, Lord, that even though men rejected him, he became the capstone, the one that holds all things together. And Lord, he was the sacrificial lamb who died on behalf of our sins. Lord, today, bless my brothers and sisters as we just contemplate your goodness. Help us in every moment to turn our eyes to you. And more, Lord, than we did yesterday, help us to be aware of your Spirit. And help us to be open to listening for your guidance today about speaking a word of praise in the midst of others. We love you. Amen.